Om Shanti. Today in this journey of Who Am I? To know ourselves, we are on day 4, where we will be learning about the genealogical tree of mankind. It is a fact that religion has an important influence on man's mind. Along with the religion, the race, the language, the nationality, the culture with which a person identifies himself or herself has got a great bearing on his or her personality, belief, outlook, attitude, consciousness and thinking. These are often the reason for so many conflicts in this world. So it is necessary to understand the original religion and the culture of the mankind. In order to see the growth of this world and to illustrate the world development, this world is compared with a tree, which may be called as the genealogical tree of mankind. It is also known as Kalpa tree because it depicts the history of the whole Kalp, one full cycle of all eras. The beginning of the middle period and the end of the all religion, dynasty of the world. In the beginning, depicted by the trunk, there was only one religion, which is the religion of deities. And there was only one dynasty called the Sun Dynasty. There was the sovereignty which set in vogue all righteous traditions and customs. The masses were like their rules, viceless and possessed divine qualities. Because they did all good action, even the nature was perfect and under their control. There was no fury of nature, neither ill health, nor want of money or food. All the elements were clean and excellent, and therefore were instrument of happiness. Since there was a complete peace, purity and prosperity in this age, kings and queens and their righteousness subjects are shown with the halo of light around them. They were all called deities because they were naturally holy, habitually righteous, and spiritual and viceless. There was such a great mutual regard and love in those days that it is said of all the age in which a lion and a goat together drank from the same stream. There was unlimited wealth, since the people in this age led a viceless life. They lived long and there were no case of premature death. They willingly gave up the body when they had reached the old age. In other words, the death never laid in their hand on them. In golden age, the souls were complete in all respects. In silver age, there was a slight decline in the divine qualities. But even then, there was sovereignty of complete peace and happiness. Copper age follows the silver age. But this time the souls had a transmigration through several lives because of body consciousness. The vices like lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego cast their shadow on them. And they have the fallen from the state of purity and worthiness and become vicious and unworthy. As they forget their truth and broke with purity, natural laws came to be violated. Even nature deviated from the usual course, having thus begun to warm them even though slightly. It is in this age that the various religion was established. A good many faiths began appearing like branches coming forth from the world tree. Abraham founded Islam. Buddhism was founded by Buddha. Jesus Christ founded Christianity. Shankaracharya established the class, and Prophet Muhammad established Muslim religion. The precious deity religion came into known as Hindu religion because they lost their deityhood and divinity in them. The population also increased considerably, whereas in the beginning everyone was one. Now there are so many religions, many kingdoms, languages, cultures and dynasties. They grew natural and mutual strife, division and disunity, and this stage of affair continue. In the Iron Age that follows, the Copper Age, problems, differences of view and dispute began to increase. The souls in this age are overpowered by vices and darkness of ignorance. They become vicious. There is quite crop of dissensions due to religion, corporal, communal and sectarian differences. Women were treated with utter contempt. Nature became instrument in causing distress to men. Disease, grief, old age, premature death, death by accident are more common in this age. When all the religions reach their lowest level and all the people, men and women, become diabolic, there is miseries and uproar. This is a time of wickedness and irreligious. People are then in a sensual pleasures. They acquire bad qualities, ready to cause bloodshed. On the score of differences in languages, views, politics, faiths, caste and states, fighting among the nations brings about a great destruction of the world. Instead of having like brothers, people become and look upon one another as so many different beings, and therefore they deal with each other as enemies. Being guided wholly by the feelings of lawlessness, selfishness, attachment and bribery, they desire to lay their hands on the others, possessions by means and by any means. People discard all the feeling of mutual love and fight like demon. What will happen next? The world will not go on like this forever. Somebody has to put an end to all these evils. Otherwise, the state of the world will be incomprehensible. This task is beyond the reach of any human being, and only Almighty God can establish a lasting peace on earth. Incorporeal God Shiva descend in the body of an ordinary person, name them Prajapita Brahma, and through him gives the godly knowledge and teaching of easy Raj Yoga. He shows the path by which everyone can become completely viceless and most righteous. In this way, God purifies the human mind of the world, and old human being, and transmute them into the one which is pure, creating the golden age again. What is the cycle of time? In this lesson, we learn about the beginning, the middle, and the end of the one complete time cycle of the world. More than anything else, we have understand the great significance of the period we have undergoing at present. The world has been in existence since eternity. and it will continue to be eternal. The world was neither created anything before nor it will get destroyed later, because matter can neither be created nor be destroyed. It only undergo transformation from one form to another. Similarly, this world also undergoes changes in its characteristic, but as such the world was created out of nothing on or their total annihilation. The cycle of time is the best understood with the help of the picture of the world drama wheel. It illustrates the flow of time. The middle is the swastik, which divides the time into four equal parts. The swastik is considered to be auspicious. In the first part of the wheel of time, marked swastik, is the golden age. Here the arm of swastik is pointing towards right, because the right arm symbolizes what is good, what brings about goodness. In these early times, when the cycle started, people of Daitya religion were possessed of divine qualities and nature, and they enjoyed complete purity, 100% peace and 100% prosperity. Then comes the Silver Age. In this era, people were possessed of purity, peace and prosperity to a very high degree, but the degree of the divine quality has decreased a little. There was 2 degrees less divine than the people of Golden Age, who were divine to the extent of 16 degrees. Therefore, the arm of swastika was indicated as a bent downward, because soul in this era has come down from the state of super righteousness to what is just righteousness. Next came the Copper Age. After having experienced and futuration for many a life, turned in its path of vices or unrighteousness. This is why the arm of reversed is shown. The left hand symbolizes what is pure and auspicious. People then were second grade by their nature, qualities and action. Mankind is now divided into various religion. Strifes and disputes started to appear, and the 5 vices brought disquiet and sorrow in homes. Steadily, unrighteousness doing, that is the action done under the sway of one or the other of these 5 vices, led the world to more and more impurity and suffering, and the world came under Iron Age, Kali Yuga. Strife, war and the resulting peacelessness increased rapidly in the frequency and intensity in this era. Therefore, the 4th part of the swastik is shown raising itself up to indicate the rise of conflict, clashes and calamities. Then a stage comes with when there is ignorance. People become devilish by nature, and religion becomes utterly degenerate. Next is the significance of the present period. At present, we are undergoing through a critical phase in the history of mankind. This is the period of confluence of the ending phase of the Iron Age and the starting phase of the Golden Age. This is a period known as Confluence Age, when the God, the highest being, descends in this world to meet the human being, his beloved children, and gives the most precious boon of redemption and beatitude. Through the godly knowledge and easy Raj Yoga, God creates the Golden Age or new viceless order. The act of creation does not mean constructing something out of nothing. It means the moral reconstruction of the mankind and re-establishment of the ancient most deity religion. the reader would be pleased to know and to listen that perhaps it's surprised to know that God Shiva, the Supreme Father of all, is indeed doing this task of mankind at present. The world will soon be free and will be full with peace, happiness, and it will establish the new world again. Now, is the nature of the world drama cycle? The cycle of five era comprising Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age and Confluence Age repeats exactly every time after it has tuned full wheel. During every cycle, the souls who are actors in this world drama will be same. Each soul acts the same part in every cycle, since in the soul itself is ingrained the part it has played life after life in the precious cycle and in the previous cycle, so it has repeated cycle after cycle. Just as in the tape recorder or gramophone record, a whole song or drama is recorded and it repeats every time the record is played, even so the souls play the role in this world as world drama is repeated and recorded in the soul itself, which is only self-luminous, consistent point. The soul replays the part of its role once after every 5,000 years, because each one of the four eras of the world drama being equal to 1,250 years, and the duration of one world drama is 5,000 years. Now comes the question, the rise and the fall of humans. We have understood this lesson with the help of the diagram or the picture. It is a wonderful story of how the souls who once were deities became the devotees and even the ordinary being. It also explains how they lost their divine virtues, spiritual and moral values, and developed this tendency. The illustration shows that originally the human souls had completed its era and are peaceful, prosperous and purity was there. Now, it is a time to again inculcate those lost virtues. First of all, it is shown in the Golden Age as Satyug, which is completely righteous. Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan, the dynasty, rule the whole world from disease, sorrows, worries and vices. The people then had truly good nature and outlook. During this period of 1250, the average age was 150 years. The people are most elevated, completely wiseless and are invested with all the good qualities and live under divine law. These people are considered to be the class of deities. Next is the Silver Age, where the average age of a person is 100 to 125 years. All are happy in this period as well. And this period we have Kshatriyas, because they do not preceded anyone, but they are not pure as deities. Then is the Copper Age. They become body consciousness and led to vices. So they have fallen and they start worshipping. They rank in the middle class, and this position is called the Vaishyas. Then is the Iron Age, where Maya symbolizes all the vices, where everything is tamogun. And here we rank as Shudra. And in this age we have 42 births. In this era we see disputes and strifes based on what
of respects, of authority and difference in ideology, religion, states and languages. At this time, people do not look upon one another as spiritual brother, and thus turned away from God, who is the Supreme Father. At present, we are in the confluence age, the confluence of flag and of Kaliyug and the dawn of Satyug. This is a time to receive the divine knowledge from God and practice spiritual discipline and easy Raj Yoga and reacquire deity status. When the Iron Age is very near its end, unrighteousness is eliminated and become the room for righteousness, dharma and the deity world. With this comes the golden age. So we have seen how the whole thing started from golden age to the confluence age and again back to the golden age. Now for a few minutes, let's see ourselves. I, the soul, has traveled for my total 84 births. And the drama is repeated after every 5,000 years. In the beginning we were pure. And right now, reaching to this age, we are completely impure. But through this Raj Yoga, through the teaching of our God, Almighty Godfather, we are changing everything. So today we have learned about this world drama cycle. Om Shanti.